Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:17, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Our top three stories this hour: President Trump addresses Congress tonight beginning at 7:06. News Radio 92.3 has live, uninterrupted Fox-anchored coverage. FPNL is seeking rate increases that's going to total billions over the next couple of years. And property insurance costs are a top concern for statewide residents. First story we're talking about today, President Trump is addressing Congress tonight. We will begin coverage 7:06 Pensacola time. News Radio 92.3 will have live uninterrupted Fox anchor coverage on this story. Florida Power and Light seeking rate increases that will total billions over the next 2 years. Rate hikes of $1.55 billion in 2026 and $930 million in 2027 are expected. FPNL's rate increase request went to the State Public Utility Service Commission today. And property insurance costs are a top concern for statewide residents. There's a couple of scenarios circulating around Tallahassee. One would prevent insurers from canceling policies of people who haven't violated their terms. It also addresses people who don't file claims in the year leading up to their renewal date. You would get a 4% deduction from your policy premiums. The proposal would apply to all policies, including those covering vehicles. All right, stocks ending down today as a trade war between the U.S. And its key trading partners escalates. Laura Cantner has those numbers.
President Trump threatening additional tariffs on Canada after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country would also put a 25% tariff on U.S. imports. BlackRock reaching a $23 billion deal with a Hong Kong-based conglomerate to bring ports on both sides of the Panama Canal under American control. BlackRock heading up a consortium that will control over 43 ports in 23 countries, including Panama, Mexico, and Australia. President Trump has accused China of interfering with the operations of the crucial shipping lane. Stocks plummeting Tuesday on trade war concerns, the Dow ending down 670 points, S&P 500 down 72, NASDAQ down 65. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
4:20 here. We're actually going to take a quick break. When we return, we got a pair of tickets coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes to the play That Goes Wrong by Pensacola Little Theater. Details on that play and what you can do to win the tickets for them coming up right after the break on Pensacola Right Now.
Spring is finally here, and so are spring projects. So get them started at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. Save on products like pressure washers for $69.99, 42-inch roller cabinets for under $500, plus 30% off Hercules corded power tools. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 3/9/25 while supplies last. Limitations apply, so spring in before it's over.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House.
David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Standing here until you make me move, making my moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking, completely.
Right now, 92.3 Pensacola, right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price at 425. Do hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. New poll released just days before we spring forward once again shows many Americans want to stop changing those clocks. Here's Grinnell Scott.
A new Gallup poll reveals more people favor landing on one time system without gaining or losing an hour. So which one did respondents prefer? 48% want to fall back to just standard time when it gets darker earlier. Half that, 24%, prefer to just spring forward when daylight lasts deeper into the day. Fewer than 20% say they just prefer to stick with changing their clocks. In a separate question, 54% said they don't like daylight saving time with its later sunsets. Last December, President Trump said he wanted to end daylight saving time, calling it inconvenient and costly to the nation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
425 here. Time for your traffic and weather on the fives. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on you wouldn't normally expect. Do have an accident being reported on Highway 90. This is if you are traveling westbound towards the bridge to head over the water towards UWF. This is actually if you are traveling towards Woodbine Road, so be on the lookout for that, causing some pretty heavy congestion in that area. Outside of that is some of the usual spots. As for the weather, 69 degrees, going to be a low of 58 tonight with some severe chances of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 67, low of 43.
Today marks the end of carnival season in New Orleans, bringing an end to Mardi Gras. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
Carnival begins 12 days after Christmas on January 6th and lasts until Fat Tuesday, which is the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. That's when the Lenten season begins, a 40-day season of prayer that many Christians mark as a time to give up something they enjoy as a way of remembering Christ's suffering. This year's Fat Tuesday celebrations could be fewer in number thanks to uncooperative weather. Officials in Jefferson Parish, which is located next to the city of New Orleans, canceled today's parades due to the risk of severe storms. The National Weather Service has warned that the area could see high winds and potential thunderstorms. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we've got a pair of tickets we're giving away to Pensacola Little Theater's production of The Play That Goes Wrong. It's running from March 7th to March 16th. It's a side-splitting comedy following the mishaps of the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society as they endeavor to perform a murder mystery play titled The Murder at Haversham Manor. And of course, as the title implies, everything goes wrong. 850-437-1620. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. First person to say, comedy, because it's a comedy, ain't it? First person to say that gets those tickets there.
All right, 427, News Radio 92.3, Tanya J. Powers in just a few seconds ago. Talking about the weather over New Orleans, well, let me kind of package this thing for you. The South could be getting some severe weather tonight. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest forecast.
Severe storms taking aim at the South on Tuesday with a strong system bringing a threat of damaging winds, large hail and tornadoes from Texas to the Carolinas. Some storms could turn dangerous quickly, especially in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, where conditions are prime for strong tornadoes. Flash flooding is also a concern, falling on ground that's already saturated. Meanwhile, that same system in the north is bringing winter weather, slamming into the northern plains, where blizzard warnings are in effect from the Dakotas to Minnesota. Whiteout conditions, gusty winds, and over a foot of snow in some of these areas will make travel extremely dangerous. Wind chills are also plunging below zero, adding to the hazards. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
All righty, and wanted to remind you that Florida Senator Rick Scott, looking forward to President Trump's speech before a joint session of Congress this evening. He says he wants to hear from the president how the country is going to get peace in Ukraine and around the world. Scott says that was the case when Trump left office in 2021, and he also wants to hear about how the U.S. will get inflation under control. Once again, this is where the reminder comes in. You can listen to that at starting at 7, correct, Chris?
It is 7:06. We're going to pick it up right after our news.
All righty, and of course, once again, giving away those tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of The Play That Goes Wrong. First person to text in comedy to 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. Gets those tickets there. I'll pull up the text line. First person to do that gets those tickets.
All right, sounds pretty interesting on that side. Rip currents, of course, number one weather related cause of death. Now, while the beach is a wonderful and fun place, it is important to be aware of rip currents while in the water. By the way, it's Rip Current Awareness Week. Be sure and have fun. Remember to swim in protected areas. Casino Beach Towers, staffed 7 days a week now along Pensacola Beach, Quiet Water Beach, Perdido Key. Pensacola, over the, I guess, the winter season here, they hired 26 new lifeguards, welcomed 48 returning lifeguards to the Island Beach this season. So right now, red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach today. Because of dangerous surf and rip current conditions. Swimming, by the way, not recommended. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The responses have been quick. After President Trump slapped 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports and a 10% import tax on Chinese goods, Fox's Edward Lawrence.
China retaliated with 15% tariffs on U.S. chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton, adding 10% tariffs on other U.S. food imports into China like soybeans. Canada also firing back, imposing 25% tariffs on $20 billion of U.S. imports.
Concerns about trade wars having ripple effects on Wall Street, stocks finishing in the red for a second day, the Dow falling 670 points. President Trump preparing to address a joint session of Congress. The theme of tonight's speech, the renewal of the American dream. Many lawmakers weighing in along party lines. Democratic Senator Pete Aguilar.
No matter what he says, he cannot change the damage he's done already.
The address is set for 9 p.m. Eastern Time. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street today, and the earlier drop was due over investor fear with those fresh tariffs placed on major U.S. trading partners. It's having an effect currently, the Dow losing more than 670 points, the S&P 500 is dropping 71, and the NASDAQ has lost 65. Meanwhile, consumers will likely see higher produce prices in the coming days due to President Donald Trump's tariffs on Mexican goods, according to Target CEO Brian Cornell. He says prices for produce such as strawberries, avocados, and bananas could all spike from the import duties imposed on Mexico and Canada. Chipotle CEO Scott Boatwright says their fast food chain has no plans to pass on the cost of Trump's tariffs to its customers. He said Chipotle's menu prices will remain the same. U.S. crude oil futures for April are off slightly, sitting above 68 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Pittsburgh Steelers general manager Omar Khan and head coach Mike Tomlin should only consider three realistic options at quarterback for the Steelers for this upcoming season. Option one should be acquiring Aaron Rodgers. If they can't make that work, then option two should be giving Sam Darnold a similar contract that Baker Mayfield received a year ago. And the third and last resort for the Steelers should be making Justin Fields their starting quarterback come week one of the 2025 NFL season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale ends soon. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Sun Belt Basketball Championship Week in Pensacola at the Bay Center. Enjoy the Fan Fest, cheer teams, and top college games. See visitpensacola.com for the schedule and info. The Pensacola Little Theater's presentation of The Play That Goes Wrong begins Friday night and goes through next week. See PensacolaLittleTheater.com for dates, times, and tickets. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Oh, Guns N' Roses, Chris Bryan, and Austin Price with you. Thanks for having us on, first of all. Let me just get down to the nitty-gritty. We do appreciate you having us on this afternoon. Here's the latest Fox Sports update for you.
Fox Sports update.
Was it a flag farewell? If it was his last college game at Cameron Indoor Stadium, freshman Cooper Flagg putting on a show. Number 2 Duke pounding Wake Forest 93-60 on ESPN. Flagg's stat line, he had 28 points on 10 of 16 shooting from the field, grabbed 8 rebounds, dished out 7 assists, added 3 blocks, and, oh yeah, he had 2 steals. If he decides to leave Duke, Flagg is projected to be the top pick in the NBA draft. Number 3, Houston beat Kansas 65-59. Kansas continues to struggle. In the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander putting on another show last night.
SGA spots up wide open for
on the FanDuel Sports Network. SGA pouring in 51 points as the Thunder won their 50th game of the season, a 137-128 victory over the Rockets. It's the fourth time this season SGA scored 50 or more points. Other winners on the hardwood: Portland, Golden State, Miami, Atlanta, Detroit, and Sacramento. On the ice, Alex Ovechkin remains 10 goals away from the great one. The Eastern Conference leading Capitals beat the Senators in a shootout 5-4. Igor Shesterkin with a shutout as the Rangers beat the rival Islanders 4-0. Other winners: Florida, Montreal, San Jose, and Chicago. From the NFL, the Vikings will reportedly not use the franchise tag on quarterback Sam Darnold by today's 4 p.m. Eastern Time deadline. However, the team is apparently still hoping to re-sign the QB. And NFL games on Fox will look different next season. Jimmy Johnson announcing he's retiring after 31 years at Fox Sports. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NBA superstar Kyrie Irving reportedly missing the rest of the season due to injury. Reports say he tore his ACL against the Sacramento Kings last night, and his injury comes just over a month after the Mavericks traded Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers for the still-sidelined Anthony Davis. The Mavericks currently hold the final spot in the Western Conference play-in tournament, while the Lakers have climbed to the conference's second seed behind only the OKC Thunder.
Okay, Saturday is the McGuire's St. Paddy's Day Run, largest 5K prediction run in America. The 9 a.m. event goes on rain or shine. They put this little caveat in there about rain or shine because Saturday's forecast is looking pretty dismal at this point. Looks like rain is moving in pretty heavily on Saturday. We'll keep you posted as we get closer, but that race will go on rain or shine. Look for street closures before the race starting around 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Also, Ice Flyers returning to home ice in 11 days on Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th, matching up against Quad City, puck dropping 7:05 for both of those events in the Bay Center.
And just before 5:30, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Sun Belt Conference tournaments. Those are getting underway today, of course, and they will be running through March 10th. So you got to be here just before 5:30 to know what to do to win those tickets.
Who won the tickets this last hour?
Yes, we did just have a winner. Anne from Pensacola won the tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of The Play That Goes Wrong.
You go, girl.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you for listening, Anne. We appreciate that. Hey, buckle up. NASCAR's bringing fast cars and big-time music to the streets of Chicago this summer. Frank Lanza is reporting on the story.
The 2025 NASCAR Chicago Street Race will feature much more than the top drivers in the sport. The 4th of July holiday weekend event will also include a concert from the Zac Brown Band. The Southern rock group will take the stage on Saturday, July 5th, after the Infinity Series race near the finish line. The concert is included with all NASCAR Chicago Street Race tickets, even for fans with Sunday-only passes. And tickets, they're cheaper this year. You can get a single-day general admission pass for $99. And premium grandstand seats are being offered at a 50% discount. NASCAR also plans to start the Sunday event through Grant Park earlier in hopes of actually getting in the full race. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And Senate Democrats on Monday evening blocking a Republican effort to ban federally funded schools from allowing transgender athletes to play women's sports. In a party-line vote, Democrats filibustered the measure introduced by Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. Banning transgender participation in sports was a political talking point for many Republicans back in the 2024 election.
Okay, 441, News Radio 92.3. Road construction underway in Santa Rosa County this afternoon. Tonight, paving operations will probably be halted because of the inclement weather that could potentially be moving into the area. The paving operations, by the way, they're going to be continuing once the front moves out, for example, tomorrow, at the intersection of Highway 90, Woodbine Road, from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m., all overnight hour construction work here. Drivers are encouraged to exercise caution when traveling through those zones.
And a new study predicts that more than half of adults and a third of children around the world will be obese or overweight by the year 2050. Changes to the food, working, and living environments over the past few decades are largely responsible, but personal responsibility is also a factor. Experts believe more can be done to identify those who are most at risk and offer intervention and treatment.
So remember last summer, then the folks up at New York City, at Columbia University,
right,
did some a lot of damage up there. And they thought they were going to get away scot-free. Not the case. Columbia University is taking disciplinary action after protesters took over a building nearly a year ago. Alexis McAdams has more from NYC.
Last time I was standing in front of Hamilton Hall here on Columbia University's campus, it was months ago, protesters breaking into that glass and going in there saying they weren't going to leave until the university completely divested from Israel. Well, it only took nearly a year, but now Barnard College, which is part of Columbia University, has expelled one student and suspended another for being part of that violent takeover. Back in April, mass protesters smashed the windows and destroyed everything they could get their hands on inside that school on the Ivy League campus. The punishment comes just days after Barnard kicked out two students for disrupting a History of Israel class in January. They threw around all these anti-Semitic flyers. Now the Department of Justice will visit 10 campuses dealing with anti-Semitic protests.
And measles cases in Texas now up to 159. That's an increase of one since yesterday. Still no word as to how the virus started in a small Mennonite community in West Texas where the vast majority are unvaccinated. The Department of Health and Human Services says that statewide there are four other measles cases that are not linked to the outbreak, two in Houston, one in Austin, and the other northeast of Dallas.
Okay, commercial oyster harvesting could return to Apalachicola Bay next year. FWC members expressed support for a staff plan that would allow oyster harvesting at the start of 2026. Apalachicola Bay once supplied more than 90% of Florida's oysters and 10% of the oysters sold nationally.
And just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still have some accident trouble if you are traveling westbound on Highway 90 towards Woodbine Road, heading in the direction of heading over the bridge and towards UWF. Not too severe, but nonetheless pretty severe in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots giving us trouble this time. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 58 tonight, with some thunderstorm chances, pretty high thunderstorm chances, I should say. Tomorrow, going to be high of 67, low of 43.
Okay, construction's underway on the new 282-unit luxury apartment complex. This is on the former ECUA property site on Main. It is the first project that will begin under the West Main Street Master Plan. It's called the Romario. There you go. Will feature one, two, and three bedrooms. Crest Residential will begin pre-leasing those units in the spring of 2026.
And the White House says tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China will make trade fair. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the U.S. has been ripped off by other countries for years, noting Canada's 250% tariffs on the U.S. dairy products, and said the tariffs will force U.S. auto companies to move their plants back to our land.
All right, after delivering his State of the State address, Governor DeSantis spoke with reporters in Tallahassee detailing why Floridians are seeing rising auto insurance costs.
Cars are more like computers now. Used to be you'd have a car, you know how to fix a bumper. Now there's sensors, there's all these things. And so when there's accidents, the cost of fixing that just gets higher. And so it drives rates up. Then you have overall inflation, you have other things.
And Fire Festival, too, is just a couple months away, but its host island says the event does not exist.
It didn't last time.
Tickets went on sale, ranging in price from $1,400 to over $1 million. However, authorities of the Mexican island Isla Mujeres, where the event is scheduled to begin May 30th, said that they don't know about it. A representative told The Guardian that he suspects founder Billy McFarlane and Fire Festival 2 organizers thought they would begin planning the event and ask for permits later, saying that it's a naive way to think.
Yeah, that's a knucklehead born every day, I guess. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is targeting some of the President Trump's favorite foods, including his favorite, Diet Coke. Ashley Webster has an explanation.
Kennedy calls those sodas, yes, including the president's favorite drink, Diet Coke, poison. As we know that Trump loves his soda so much, he has a red button installed on his desk for a valet to bring him a Diet Coke every time he pushes it. Well, Kennedy is backing efforts to prevent people from spending initially food aid benefits on these sugary carbonated beverages. So far, SNAP program recipients can use their benefits to buy sodas, but the tide may be changing. Arkansas is preparing to ask the USDA if it can restrict those less healthy items, including soda, candy, and desserts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, 4:47 that is, we get you another reminder of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing sharply lower after a volatile day of trading. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 670 points to 42,520. S&P 500 fell 71 points to 5,778. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 18,285.
All right, let me give you a couple of roads here and streets that might be a problem to navigate. FDOT reporting today, drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along 9th Avenue from Creighton to Olive Road and Gregory Street from North Palafox to east of 14th. In Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon Boulevard to east of Stewart Street. And in Gulf Breeze, the road widening project on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive continues throughout this week.
And the Vatican says Pope Francis has not suffered any new medical crises. In an update this afternoon, the Holy See said the pontiff remains in stable condition and his prognosis remains guarded. Francis is reported to be alert without fever and cooperating with treatment.
All right, this is going to get interesting here. The countries impacted by President Trump's tariffs have vowed to retaliate. Jenny Casola has the report.
President Claudia Sheinbaum says Mexico will announce retaliatory tariff and non-tariff measures against the U.S. on Sunday at a rally in Mexico City. She says Mexico will continue to seek dialogue with reasoning and rationality, but she called on the people of Mexico to face the challenge together. Canada plans to respond with 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods. China is planning an additional 15% tariff on U.S. chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton products, and an additional 10% on sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, seafood, fruits, vegetables, and dairy products. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And Jon Stewart is inviting Elon Musk to be a guest on The Daily Show. After Stewart criticized Musk's Department of Government Efficiency last week, Musk posted on X that he would go on a show if the interview aired unedited. On Monday's episode, Stewart said they'd be delighted and added that the interview can be 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. Musk has not responded to Stewart's invite.
Okay, plans to rebuild the Wayside Fishing Pier on Pensacola Bay progressing here today. Once a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is approved, the bidding project gets underway in April with construction activities planned this summer.
And one of our top stories today that we've been visiting is that a Canadian premier is threatening to cut off U.S. electricity exports over the current tariff war. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said the U.S. needs to feel the pain, adding that he would cut the power with a smile on his face. A report shows that Ontario powered 1.5 million U.S. homes in 2023, mostly in New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. This, of course, being a response to the war of words over tariffs escalating between the two nations.
Okay, polls now showing more young people are identifying themselves as Republican. Affordability, the economy, immigration, social issues, and the elimination of woke ideology are concerns across the state's campuses.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely believe that. And once again, want to give you another reminder, President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress just hours away. Trump posted, "The night will be big," and he said he will tell it like it is. The White House says the address will be must-see TV and adds that his speech will focus on his record so far, the economy, border security, and his plan for global peace. You can catch that starting at approximately 7:06 this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
And I was noticing that President Trump has invited a young lady who was injured by a transgender player will be in attendance tonight. As you know, the Democrats shot down the transgender bill last night, saying, oh, it's okay. So we'll find out. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of that one, but tonight should be a very, very interesting speech. And just as you mentioned, 7:06 tonight, News Radio 92.3 will have that live for you. Former Los Angeles City Fire Chief Christian Crowley is fighting for her job, alleging she was wrongly fired after the city's deadly wildfires. Kristen Goodwin has more.
Firefighters rallying behind former LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley ahead of her hearing to appeal her firing. Crowley speaking with LA's Fox 11 News.
It's been a tremendous amount of love and outpour from the community, and I'm just so grateful.
She would need 10 of the city's 15 council members to approve of her being reinstated. LA Mayor Karen Bass firing Crowley, accusing her of sending home 1,000 firefighters on the day fires ignited across the county and of refusing to do an after-action report. The move came weeks after Crowley told reporters her department was underfunded. Meanwhile, critics of Mayor Bass, who was overseas ahead of the fires, are pursuing a recall campaign against her. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, it seems like we've got some drama brewing between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the Tate brothers. Details on what exactly that involves coming up in just a couple minutes.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Don't forget, President Trump addressing Congress tonight beginning 7:06 Pensacola time. News Radio 92.3 will have live uninterrupted Fox anchored coverage for you this evening. We are counting that one down. NASA's SpaceX Crew 9 speaking ahead of their planned departure from the International Space Station. Astronaut Suni Williams says, they were able to gain a great perspective through the work they did in space over the past 9 months, and she's going to miss everything about it when she returns to Earth.
This has been Butch and my third flight to the International Space Station. We helped put it together. We've been up here seeing it change throughout all these years, do a lot of science up here. I think just the fact that we're living up here in this very unique place with it gives you an amazing perspective.
Very optimistic outlook there.
Perspective to get the heck out of there. Open the door. I want out.
We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather together brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound towards Woodbine Road, trying to go over the water towards UWF. We do have an accident causing backups there. As for the weather, 69 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight, with severe chances of thunderstorms. Wednesday should be dry, though.
Big surprise on Pensacola Beach over the island. Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar on Pensacola Beach permanently closed on Monday. The restaurant was the first Florida location for the Louisiana-based restaurant group. And if you remember, they opened in the fall of 2021. Seems like not that long ago. Mm-hmm. The beach restaurant was the largest of Felix's locations with the ability to seat about 450 people.
All right.
I'm sorry to see that one go.
Absolutely. And I mentioned this before the break. Andrew Tate says he's disappointed in Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This comes after DeSantis said that the influencer brothers Andrew and Tristan, who are charged with human trafficking in Romania, are not welcome in Florida. The pair arrived in Fort Lauderdale last Thursday, and speaking on the PBD podcast, Andrew said he believes the governor was pressured to say that. He also said that he has an American passport, and the whole point of democracy is being innocent until proven guilty.
If you had not put a microchip in your pups as of today, shame on you. Make 2025 a safe year for your pups. Implant a microchip. By the way, the Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter has partnered with local fire departments to help reunite owners with their pets using those microchip readers. SRC fire departments offering the scanning service from 8 to 8, 7 days a week. So don't forget, that's so important. Take care of that. Country music star hitting the road. I like this guy. Fox's Michelle Polino tells us all about Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley is hitting the road this summer with his Truck Still Works World Tour kicking off May 21st in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and wrapping up August 8th in Wisconsin. The tour includes stops at iconic venues he's never played before, like Red Rocks Amphitheater on May 24th and the Greek Theater in Los Angeles on June 6th, as well as stops in San Diego, Richmond, Virginia, Wilmington, North Carolina, and more. Walker Hayes will open most shows with Avery Anna, Alexandra Kay, Mae Estes, and Dylan Scott joining on select dates. The tour is named after Truck Still Works, a track from his upcoming album. Tickets for most shows go on sale Friday at Paisley's website. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Speaking of the tourist artist theme, or touring artist theme, Eric Clapton announcing a short run of U.S. tour dates later this year. Wallflowers will join the legendary musician for the six-track date, which begins on September 8th in Nashville. Clapton will also hit Cleveland, Philadelphia, Boston, and New York before wrapping up on September 20th with a stop in Connecticut. Tickets for his 2025 tour go on sale this Friday.
Okay, Scambia Sheriff's Office looking into reports of a home invasion. This happened in the 1200 block of West Young Street overnight.
We had a report that a couple guys home invaded them. Our deputies got there really quickly, so quickly in fact that we saw two males running from the area wearing the clothes that was consistent with what was reported. We were able to catch one of them, one we're still looking for, but we did catch and arrest a Christopher Albritton Sr. and charged accordingly with all those charges that I just mentioned. So,
okay, Sheriff Chip Simmons says they're still investigating the details surrounding that incident. Christopher Albritton, once again, remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond on home invasion, grand theft, and weapon possession charges. He's in trouble.
Yeah, just a little bit. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Next hour, just before 5:30, we'll be giving away a pair of Sun Belt tickets to both tournaments. What you can do to win them, coming up.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.